This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Good evening. Oh, right, weather.
Good evening. It's Friday.
Here's your ESPN Radio 3-Day Forecast brought to you by the Illini Inn. Lon will be there tomorrow. They got TVs. They got food. They got the...
That is not guaranteed yet.
Lon will maybe be there tomorrow. Maybe. I'm going to rescind my report.
Good call.
Right now it's 34 and clear out. It was actually sunny today, which was nice because it felt like we'd had like 12 days since the sun came out. Tomorrow it's going to be 43 and sunny again. Sunday it's going to be 52 and sunny. Monday 53 and sunny. And then Tuesday 22.
Okay.
And cloudy. So a precipitous drop in temperature, and I see the snowflake icon for a week from today.
Oh.
So
and we'll the last time, every time you've said that, it has actually snowed.
Yeah.
So that's not
a week from today, prepare for snow, I guess.
Yuck.
Anyways, tonight it's getting down to 28. Tomorrow the high is 43. And again, right now it is 34 and clear. ESPN Radio.
We're going to go driving. Little drive time, but we started getting on this again last week, and I think it's just a tradition that continues, needs to continue. Wouldn't you agree, Derek?
I would, absolutely.
I think it's, it's Friday. Everybody should be hyped up for the weekend. You got Illinois basketball tomorrow.
It's a holiday season.
It's a holiday season.
All
good call.
Traditions.
Have you guys, is your tree up?
Just got a tree.
You just got it.
Yep.
So is it up?
A couple days. It's not decorated
yet.
Oh,
okay, but it's up.
I went out of town with Chicago, so it is sitting in the living room.
Trevor?
It's not up yet. After my finals, I intend to decorate.
Okay.
But I'm
okay.
Playing Christmas music, and I'm in the spirit.
Okay.
So
that's good to hear. Hans and Alec, trees up? Alec, of course, you're at school, so...
Yeah, I don't have a tree up in my room or at the fraternity house, but my mom put it up before Thanksgiving, which I'm huge anti against at home.
No, anytime you can get Christmas, I'm all for it. So your mom's got the tree up back home.
Yeah, and I'm also anti Christmas music before Black Friday.
Okay, I'm shutting you off.
I kind of agree with that, but
I'm shutting you off. I'm shutting you off. No, I'm kidding.
I will tell you though, because you care.
Yeah.
First time in 3 years that I've successfully tied a tree to the top of my car.
Wow.
Last year, it fell off on Curtis Road.
Hey, what are the unsuccessful stories?
2 years ago, I opened the windows and not the doors and tied it, and I couldn't get in.
Chevy Chase over here.
Yep.
Is it Chevy or Chevy? I'm kidding. That is good, though. So you figured out how to do it.
Fiance and I took 3 years to successfully tie it to the roof.
Domestic. Hans, I bet your mom's got the tree up, and it is like the most... beautifully decorated tree in Champaign.
Oh, why, thank you. I decorated it. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Have you always...
tradition every year?
It really? Kind of like the Masters?
Oh, for sure.
Tradition unlike any other Hans D. decorating a tree.
Indeed.
I like it. All right, Hans.
Presents under there.
Hans, do you like Christmas music?
Yes.
Could you listen to Christmas music all year, randomly in July, hear a Christmas song?
No, but I do find myself singing Jingle Bells... there at random times throughout the year.
See?
Which is not a good thing, but...
I could listen in July. I could listen to Christmas music. Give me a little Michael Bublé. Fire up the Christmas. I'm all about that.
I think
that.
We might have to switch up our hotkey board pretty soon here with some new instrumentals.
Oh, yeah. If we don't mind, that'd be awesome. All right, well, it came to this. So maybe this week... here's what I'm getting at. This weekend, I'm probably going to have one of these while I set my tree up at home. So, to all, let's get rolling on this Friday. All right, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise is here, so is Alec, so is Hans. We're going to do Who You Got coming up and our Illini prediction on Illinois and Maryland. But right now, it is time to drive.
Brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burr Washington Savoy and online at Drive Champaign.
Facebook.com. I had to let them yell, right?
Yep.
All right, Illinois, Maryland tomorrow. It couldn't be any tougher to start Big Ten play, Derek, on the road at Maryland, ranked third in the country. But you beat Maryland last year on the road. Now it was at a neutral site, Madison Square Garden. This time you're at Maryland playing on their home court. This is a good team. I'm looking at the stats right now. Four guys led by Anthony Cowan scoring double figures, and Morcell is averaging 9 a game. So essentially five guys averaging double figures. Those are the teams that are really hard to beat.
And a morsel on this.
Oh, is it morsel?
A morsel is like a small piece of something.
Yeah. Right?
It is morsel.
Oh, it is morsel.
No, I'm just making a pun.
That was my fault. See, I didn't have you on.
Oh, no, I was saying morsel is more than a morsel of this team.
Ah, that was good. That's good.
Yeah, you just got exploited by a really quick, talented point guard in Chris Lax on Monday, and now you face another really talented, quick point guard, Anthony Cowan. Shoots over 40% from three, by the way. And that's where it starts with them. And then Jalen Smith is a beast, and he's an NBA prospect. He was really skinny last year, and now he's put on some muscle. Very athletic, averages about 14 and 10. Very tough test for Kofi coming up. Kofi's put up great numbers,
leads
the team in points, rebounds, and blocks, but he hasn't really gotten pushed like he's going to by Jalen Smith and John Teske after that. So going to Maryland, they've lost one game against an unranked opponent at home in the last 2 years.
Wow!
So they're really tough.
Who was that one team?
Seton Hall. And Miles Powell scored 27, game high. Good. So your star has to have to show up.
Fair enough.
So I think Io, Kofi, those guys need to be ready to play.
Anthony is so reliable, he said you can count on me.
Oh, you're on fire! I had to do something after that.
Hans didn't like it.
Hans didn't like that? Hans, that was pretty
good. He waved it off. He shook it off.
You shook it off.
I shook it off.
Okay. All right. Can we throw a challenge on that? Because I think it was good.
I mean, we can, but
I can challenge the pun that it was pretty good?
For sure.
Okay, I'm not going to, though. I'm going to save my challenge for later in the show.
That is very smart.
We need to incorporate a challenge on the show. Like, you can throw a challenge flag if you do something bad or you say something stupid. But I would need dozens of them. All right, Anthony Cowan, by the way, this is the stat that always is the big one for me. Plays 31 minutes. I mean, he's out there all the time, as Derek said, shooting 40%. He averages 16 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, essentially does everything.
So KenPom's got their offensive rating stat, which compiles all the offensive stats into a number, and two of the top four guys in the Big Ten are Anthony Cowan and Jalen Smith.
Is Smith still wearing goggles?
Is he?
Or did he wear goggles last year?
He did last year. I'm not sure that he is this year.
Okay.
That makes a big difference.
It does, because if he's wearing goggles, I feel like we can beat him.
Sure. Sure.
But if he comes out without goggles, then I'm like, oh, no, he's going to have a monster
game.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen. Jalen Smith, speak of the devil. Why do we say that? Like,
that's
he's not a
mean
devil. That was, speak of the angel. Jalen, 27 minutes a game. He's averaging 14 and 10 rebounds a game. So there you go. You're averaging basically a double-double. Eric Ayala, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
11 points for him. Aaron Wiggins, no relation, we don't think, to Andre. He's averaging, 11 a game and 6 rebounds. He's 6'6". I mean, it's just late.
We're not even mentioning Mekhi Mitchell, who's ranked in the top category in KenPom.
Isn't that crazy?
One interesting part about this team or this game is the fact that guys like Ayala and Wiggins and Morcell are pretty good shooters, and none of them are shooting over 31, 32% from three.
Yikes.
So as you said before, it seems like teams get hot when they need to against Illinois, and if that happens, which they're at home.
Oh, boy.
Against not a good defense.
Say the three names again.
Ayala, Wiggins, Morcell.
I'm going to go with Ayala hits 5 threes.
Ayala sounds right.
Yeah.
He's the guy who's good, but he hasn't actually broken out yet.
That's perfect sense. He's going to go for 5 threes tomorrow, finish with 19
and
points.
And Cowan will finish with 8 points.
Yeah.
And it will be pointed to that they actually managed to contain him, but then they forgot about Ayala.
How is Kofi going to handle Jalen Smith? Jalen Smith can get up and down the court. That could be a problem. Is it almost like, all right, Georgie and Kofi are in the game at the same time. Georgie, you've got him in transition. Kofi, you've got him in the half court.
So you already started your sentence wrong by saying they're in the game at the same
time. I know. Do you think we'll see that different?
You got to do something different because you are going to account for the fact that Jalen can score at all three levels. He can score in the mid-range. He has the ability to hit the three, not his biggest strength. What's interesting now is Maryland kind of plays like Illinois did last year. They play smaller. Morcell has played good stretches at the four, and he's 6'5". Mm. Does that change the way you utilize Kofi and Georgie? With some people are saying maybe we need to switch that up anyway.
Yeah.
But Jalen Smith's a big challenge for Kofi. I know that Kofi has the size, the strength. I think he's stronger than him. But Maryland's going to cheat inside, and also Jalen Smith can block shots.
Yes, he can. He is one of those guys. All right. Sticking with Illinois basketball, the news of the day announced that Tevian Jones, is going to play. He will be in uniform against Maryland. Of course, we all know what happened last year against Maryland on the road at Madison Square Garden. 18 points, and he could not miss from three-point. In fact, he was getting so excited last year that he was leaving the hand in the air. That's how that's how good he felt last year when he was getting it done against Maryland. Tev comes back. Derek, what is the impact long term? What is the impact now?
Now you hope he can come in and make shots, do some of the same things that he did. I mean, is he going to go for 18? That would be a tough ask in his first game of the season. But he hit four threes in that game, and we just mentioned forcing Maryland to be honest, play, you know, not just cheating inside.
Right.
And a guy like Tev can make that happen by knocking down three. So I think that is the immediate, and hopefully he is your answer at the four behind Georgie. I think he takes over from Bossman, who's not ready, and Kipper, who's not playing well at all.
No, not at all.
And, yeah, I think defensively there are some concerns with Tev. Laterally, he's not great, and knowing where to be, but he has value, especially as a shot maker.
And I would point to consistency with him, too, because you mentioned he made four threes in that game. He made one the rest of the year.
Right.
After that game, right? So, I mean,
that was the outlier.
He busts out for 18. He scores 10 the next game, so you're thinking, okay, now he's scoring double figures. And then his next games are 2, 3, 3, 0, 3, 0, 7, 2, 0, 0.
Yikes. That's like Lante.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing to see something from him, but I also kind of want to see, I'd rather see 5 or 6 points, a few rebounds consistently than an 18-point performance
that's
and
fair.
A 0-point performance.
Yeah, I think he can rebound, too. I think that's another area where you can expect some contributions.
He's a big guy, not necessarily crazy athletic, but he's a big guy that can.
He's really long.
I think he's pretty athletic.
Really long. He's north and south athletic.
Oh, okay,
and
that's fair.
And off the floor, too.
Well, that's true. Now that I'm, you know what, maybe I'm thinking.
Laterally, his feet are not quick. You can drive by him.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
I would build a whole team out of Tez if I could.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of the archetype of, like, if I'm making a player on 2K, that's the kind of player I'd want.
Yeah, like a 6'6
lanky,
dude.
A 6'7 guy who can shoot and get up and rebound.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he affects this team. Where's he at off the bench? Let's assume that Brad starts the normal, Georgie, Kofi, and the three guards. Where would you bring Tev in? Is he second?
I think he'd be after Allen and DeMonte. DeMonte's played better of late, and I think they like his minutes a lot. I think DeMonte was maybe a little too offensively aggressive against Miami.
I don't care. He's never been offensively aggressive in his career. I'll take
one.
That's
true, but
but yeah, you're right.
I'd like to see that go to Tev. Kipper's three per game go to Tev. So I'd say third after those guys, but there might be a changeup in the starting lineup.
That's true. Are you still 8 deep, or do you go 9 deep with Kipper and Bossman? I think now you roll with 8. And I think Bossman, we've probably seen the end of him this season, except for just a few minutes here and there, possibly, when needed. I think for now, and I could be totally wrong, and that might be the worst take of the season, as he averages 8 points a game in the Big Ten, which would be wonderful. I'll gladly eat that. But I think you have to now settle on what you've got with, like, your 8 or 9 guys. And I think for Brad, 8 would be perfect. You use Kipper if you have to. You use Bossman if you have to.
Well, yeah, with Bossman, it's just like Tev and Allen last year. You didn't really see anything from them until, what, February?
Yeah.
Anything substantial, and then it was inconsistent. So maybe that's when it happens for Bossman. But in general, Tav's going to automatically pass him up and don't want a lot of minutes for Kipper anyway. So I think you limit that rotation.
We'll give our score prediction on Illinois-Maryland later in the show. Can you wrap us up?
This was Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy, and online at drivechampaign.com.
Oh, it's Ahmad Rashad. Why did Ahmad Rashad, who was a really good football player, do NBA?
Good question.
But he was good at it. He was really good. He's an entertainer.
I have the coaches list pulled up.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay, let's get to that second, though, because I want to talk a little NBA, and I want to talk John Beilein. Everybody knows John Beilein from Michigan. Derek, there's some stink going on in the NBA about John Beilein. Maybe a little stinky sniffy.
Right.
No, stinky smelly with his players, I guess, right?
Yeah, there was a report from The Athletic today that quoted some unnamed players essentially saying that he's running the program too much like college, too many long film sessions, hard practices. They didn't like some of the terms he was using, like maybe a little too cutesy or okay. something he did in college. And, but then again, it's a young roster.
Yeah.
Their two best players are Darius Garland and Colin Sexton. They're 19 and 20 years old. And it's just a bad basketball team. So I think they maybe pointing the finger at their head coach a little too soon.
Looks like it's an easy thing to do in that spot.
Right. But then it makes you also think, as you look at how Michigan's playing, and maybe Beilein, did you need to leave?
Yeah.
Did you need to go get that done in the NBA?
Is that why Tom Izzo has just said, you know what, I'm fine. I'm good
Probably.
Where I'm at. Is that why Jim Boeheim has always said, I'm good where I'm at? You know, you look at guys like that.
Calipari.
Calipari, although he tried it. Right? Didn't he try it in the NBA?
True. Yeah.
So we talked about at a break, we're like, has any college coach made it in the NBA in, you know, our lifetime? Now I know like back in the day when it like Cotton Fitzsimmons or whatever, you know, I think he did it pretty well because I think he, or Larry Brown.
That's a good one.
Larry
That's
Brown
one,
is probably, the one. That's probably who I'm actually thinking of. But, you know, you think of the most recent ones. You brought this up, Trevor. Billy Donovan, who had at his disposal Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant for
he's
at least
70
a year.
Games over 500 in his NBA career.
Okay.
So he's had a good career, but he hasn't necessarily reached the top. They don't win in the playoffs. They've been bounced, I think, 3 years in a row in the first round.
Fred Hoiberg had a terrible career in the NBA. Now, Brad Stevens.
Yeah, Brad Stevens.
Is another example of a success. He also hasn't reached the top, but he's widely regarded as one of the better coaches in the NBA.
Very true.
Eastern Conference Finals they reached.
Very true. Yeah, that is a good point. I totally
Leonard
forgot
Hamilton
about Brad.
Hamilton coached the Wizards for a year after he was Miami's coach, and they went 19-63.
Hamilton coached the Wizards?
Yeah, for 1 year. Lon Kruger obviously coached the Hawks. They went 69-122.
Yeah.
Tim Floyd went from Iowa State to Chicago
Tim
and was
Floyd.
Terrible.
Wasn't he in a picture with like a college girl and he was drinking beer or something at a college party? That was Tim Floyd.
Al Pacino had a bad record.
Yeah. Morning.
John Calipari had a terrible record. PJ Carlissimo had a terrible record. I can't find another good one.
Okay. Carlissimo, of course, coached for Seton Hall.
Yep. We'll see how Self does with the Spurs at some point.
Yeah.
Feels like that's a marriage that's going to happen.
You think so?
Down the road somewhere.
I could see Self making it in the NBA. He's got the cool factor.
Yeah.
Where he'd
you
be able to
about that.
He'd be able to just kind of like, yeah, you're cool. But still, Raj, Raj rebounded well today, but still, yeah, we got to get more boards. All right, so that's interesting with regards to that. I mean, not many college coaches so far have been able to go on to the NBA and do well. We'll see if Beilein can do it because he's widely regarded as an excellent coach, obviously for what he did at Michigan, but can he do that? At the NBA
quick
level.
Quick question. Would you rather deal with NBA personalities on a daily basis or would you rather recruit kids and deal with that in college?
Can I say neither? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I think I'd rather deal with the NBA personalities. I think I would just deal with it because I'd go in knowing what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be like, you know what? You guys are so much different than I am. I want your attention 12 hours a week while we're at practice, and I want your attention 2 hours before the game and an hour after. Other than that, you go do your thing. You dress how you want to dress. You stay out as late as you want to stay. You spend your money. You do your thing. I think if you could do that and not let it affect you, then I think you could be a good coach in the NBA.
Yeah, at least you're dealing with personalities. You know they're on your team. In recruiting, you're dealing with them, and who knows if they come to your campus or not.
Yuck. So we basically answered that. Yeah. I'd rather do NBA in a heartbeat.
It's a good breakdown.
Yeah, solid. All right, now, do you want to do, let's do this now real quick.
Yeah, we can rapid fire through
it.
Okay. So I'm going to name the team. You tell me who their head coach is. I'm going in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Some of these guys I've never heard
of. These are NBA guys, and we do this for you, the listener, and for Lon. About once every
last time we did
months.
This was like 2 years ago, though. I mean, it was a while ago.
Has it? Okay. Do you want NBA? You want a little NBA music? You want a little mod? Hey, a mod was shot here. All right, here we go.
Okay, Atlanta Hawks. This
Lon
is
Kruger.
Second year.
Lenny Wilkins.
Scott Skiles.
Lloyd Pierce.
Never even heard
anybody?
Of him.
Mm, no.
You have to. We have to say if we've heard of him.
Okay.
I've never heard of him.
Boston Celtics.
Brad Stevens, yeah.
Yep. Brooklyn Nets. He's been there a while.
Tommy Amaker.
You're not even trying.
Yoshef Palenko. Aren't they owned by the Russians?
Yeah, they are.
So there, well, that's
not,
a solid...
Not the Russians. They're owned by a Russian man. They're not owned by Putin or something.
They're not owned by the country? Is it USSR?
No longer Avery Johnson.
Nope. He's been there a while.
Hmm.
Hired in 2016.
I should know this.
Kenny Atkinson.
Never even heard of him.
All right, well...
Have you?
I'm ashamed to say, not really.
I've never even heard of him.
Good luck with this next one, the Charlotte Hornets.
Del Curry.
He was hired last year. He's their TV announcer.
Muggsy Bogues.
Larry Johnson.
James Borrego.
Oh, my goodness. Never even heard of him.
Nope. Okay, Bulls.
Yeah, that guy.
You don't know his name.
Jim Boylan.
Boylan. I was about to say Doylan or whatever. Boylan.
You just said Cleveland Cavs or obviously John Beilein. Dallas Mavericks. You should know that one. He's been there forever.
Oh, is that Adderley, Adamley, or no?
Rick is his first name.
Oh, it's Rick. He's got a brother that coaches, right?
I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't.
Carlisle?
Rick Carlisle. Okay, I have heard of him.
He was hired in 2008.
Okay.
Looks like Jim Carrey.
He does. Yeah,
yeah, he does. Totally.
Denver Nuggets. He's been there since 2015.
Dan Issel.
Nope.
Kiki Vandeweghe.
Same letter to begin his first and last name.
Eminem.
Marshall Mathers.
Mike Malone.
Yeah,
nope,
that's right.
Never heard of him. Is he relation to Carl?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Detroit Pistons just got hired after being fired from the Raptors. He won Coach of the Year and then got fired a day later.
Did he used to coach college and his son had a big shot? Or am I just thinking some college in Detroit? Who was the guy that was on crutches or whatever and had to sit on
No, that was R.J. Hunter's.
Yeah.
You know this one?
No, I don't.
Dwayne Casey.
Okay.
He was named Coach of the Year with the Raptors.
Oh,
and had a ton of success and then got fired like a day after being named Coach
of the Year. So I have actually heard of him.
Okay. Warriors.
Come on. Why is it not coming to me? Steve Curry. Yeah. My fault.
Houston Rockets. Similar to the Michigan State coach, you get him confused.
Yep.
Wait, similar to the Michigan State coach?
Yeah, name-wise.
Football.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, what is though? So the Michigan...
Mike D'Antoni.
D'Antoni. He's the one that's got the brother that coaches college.
Yeah, and he coached the Knicks. Indiana Pacers. This was the guy who got hired after Frank Vogel moved on. Been there since 2016.
I was actually going to say Frank Vogel.
Well, he'll come up later on the list.
Oh. Might have a shot here.
Lord.
How about Rick Smits?
Nope.
Nate McMillan.
Nate McMillan,
yeah. Okay, I've heard of him. Played with the Sonics.
Clippers, you should know.
Doc.
Yep. I feel like this is just a lawn quiz now.
It really is.
I'm stepping back.
Lakers.
You said the name already.
You just mentioned him.
Oh, the guy from the Pacers?
Uh-huh.
Frank Vogel.
Yes. Memphis Grizzlies. I don't even know this guy existed.
Courtney Simmons.
No.
I don't know.
You know?
Got nothing.
Taylor Jenkins. It's his first year.
Taylor Jenkins, just out of nowhere.
Miami Heat, you should know. He's been there over a decade.
Alec, can you find out what Taylor Jenkins is making a year? As the head coach of who?
Memphis Grizzlies.
The Memphis Grizzlies. I just want to know what Taylor
Jenkins...
He's
got Jackson and Morant on his team.
Yeah, that's true.
Miami Heat.
Oh, that's still Spoelstra or whatever?
Yep.
Still the same dude, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Bucks.
How long has he been there?
Since 2008.
Spoelstra? Is that his name?
Bucks coach was the Hawks coach. Now he's the Bucks coach.
Not Henry Rowan Gardner, but Mike Budenhoser.
Yep.
Did you really know that?
Yeah.
That's really his name?
Yeah.
That's good, Derek.
Okay, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Who was the guy that coached there for years and no longer coaches there? Come on, he was the Timberwolves coach for years. Oh, come on, what was his name?
No.
I'm wrong in this.
It's not Rudy.
He's related to a guy who was involved in the organization whose name was Flip.
That's
who it is.
That's who I was thinking.
Okay.
Flip Saunders.
It's his son.
Tommy.
Nope.
Timmy.
Keep trying.
Mike.
Ryan.
Ryan
Saunders.
Ryan Saunders.
Okay, Pelicans.
Yeah. I didn't even know they had a team. They're in New Orleans,
2015,
right?
Yep.
Al... Gar Foreman. Al...
What?
Franklin. Al Vicious.
Oh, man.
Al...
I know it. Alvin Gentry.
Well, you fooled me with the Al.
Yeah, I was just thinking
Al. I was starting out the word for you. Bill Laimbeer. Somebody said Bill Laimbeer. He coaches in the WNBA, right?
I don't
he
know.
He was.
Correct.
He was coaching
he
in
was,
the WNBA.
Yeah, at least. New York
so
Knicks.
So basically, I know more WNBA coaches than I know NBA coaches.
Sure. New York Knicks as of this morning.
Oh. Well, it was.
He's on your TV right now.
Oh, really? And then that guy?
Yeah.
He's the guy that got fired, right? Though, right?
So what's his name?
I'm looking for it in the notes because I know you put it in the notes. David Fizdal.
Sure.
Fizdale. Why is it Fizdale? He doesn't have an E on the end.
Or did, no, there is one.
Oh, did Alec not include that?
Yeah, he made you look bad.
Thanks a lot, Alec. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Thunder head coach. Just mentioned him.
Dan Marley.
No.
I don't know.
Florida head coach. We were just talking about
him. Billy Donovan. Yeah.
Orlando Magic. Again, didn't know this guy existed.
Shaq. Penny. Nick. Steve. Who's the most random Orlando? That's a good one.
Steve
Skiles. Steve, that's Scott Skiles. Steve.
The dog.
Sanderson.
Steve Clifford. The dog. I was trying to give you a hint. Okay, 76ers head coach.
Oh, I know this one. And I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
You don't know this one.
Yeah, I do. I actually know him.
But it's BB.
Yeah. Brian.
Nope. Think Barons.
Who is it?
Brett.
Oh, Brett Brown. Yeah, Brett Brown. I knew that one.
Okay. Phoenix Suns head coach was reportedly in the running to be Illinois' head coach at one point.
Oh, yeah. Williams.
Yes.
What's... Can't think of his first name. Will it's
not a Mountie,
Mike?
But
a bounty.
A Monty.
Monty Williams.
We'd be great on that one show.
All right, Trailblazers head coach.
It's not Snickers, it's Starburst. No,
Trailblazers head coach has been there 8 years, but he's not a very memorable guy.
Russ Grangenstein.
Nope.
No. Julius Schmackdog. I don't know.
Terry Stotts.
I've heard of him.
Okay, Kings head coach.
How many NBA? How many teams are in the NBA?
We got four more.
We've been doing this for 5 minutes.
We got four more. Kings head coach was Lakers head coach.
Jason Williams.
Played at Arizona.
Dad's a nutcase.
Yes.
Oh. Luke Walton.
Yes.
Yes.
Spurs.
Yeah, Pop.
Yep. Raptors. The new guy. Took him to a title.
Oh, that's right.
NN.
I don't even know the...
Nick. Medical profession.
Nick Narcakis.
Just what?
Nick Noel.
Nick Nurse.
Nurse.
Oh, okay. I was close.
Utah Jazz. You probably won't get this one.
I remember Jerry Sloan. Rest in peace. I don't know.
Quinn Snyder.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot he was. Has he done pretty well?
Any college
in the NBA?
Coaches that have done well.
There you go.
How funny is that? He may be one of the top ones. Well, he is. If
he's been there since 2014,
one.
And his record is way above 500.
That's incredible.
And finally, Washington Wizards. He was the Thunder head coach before Billy Donovan.
Thunder Rose. Well, then I would know this dude. Steve Scott. Sam Scott.
Scott.
Yes.
Brooks.
It's like we're doing Sesame Street.
Like sound it out, yeah. I wasn't keeping track.
Which?
I think Derek probably got like somewhere between 8 and 10,
yeah,
and you got
somewhere
between like 5 and 6.
Oh, I don't know if I got that many. All right, what was the, who was the dude that I wanted to know how much he made?
Okay, we were hoping you wouldn't remember because we have gone through like 3 pages of Google to each of us, and we can't find it out. Or
really?
Any coach, really, salary-wise.
So if you just check how much does blah blah make, it will not tell you.
Like, we searched Taylor Jenkins, his name,
well, that's his name.
With
that's
his
right.
salary and his contract, and we couldn't find it.
Wow.
Look at his Wikipedia page. It's alarmingly brief.
What? Did he play college ball?
At Penn.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's, like, no information on him.
Nothing. Is he married?
personal life. He attended the Wharton School at the University of Penn and earned a Bachelor's of Science in Economics.
Wow.
Taylor and his wife, Chantal,
bam,
live
he's
in
married.
Memphis with their four children.
Okay. All right. Well,
remember the conversation we were having about good college coaches to do it in the NBA? Brad Stevens, we forgot to mention him.
Well, we did. We actually mentioned him.
Oh, okay.
We mentioned Brad, but I totally forgot about Quinn Snyder. He has had probably three times the career in the NBA than he did in college.
Oh, absolutely.
Easy, right? Yeah. I mean, he was horrible at Missouri.
Yep.
Horrible.
Yep.
Terrible. All right, when we come back, who you got, Grab Bag Edition. We went really long there. It is the drive.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated $33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
SPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Nobody should ever again say Jerry Jones would be hard to work for. In fact, employee morale in every industry in the world would be better if everybody had a boss like Jerry Jones. The Cowboys owner has stayed loyal to his head coach, Jason Garrett, far longer than any other owner would. Years of mediocrity and no playoff success have not cost Garrett his job. And now you can chalk up another brutal loss and a second three-game losing streak for the Cowboys. After last night's loss to Chicago, Jerry Jones says he'd be thrilled just getting into the playoffs, and frankly, because of the low-quality division his Cowboys are in, he just might. They're still in first place at 6-7 with zero wins over teams with winning records. But two playoff wins in nine full seasons for the Dallas Cowboys. That's what Jason Garrett has led them to, yet he's still gainfully employed. Wouldn't you love for your boss to have that kind of loyalty? In 60 seconds, you've never heard this before.
Before I got married, my dad told me, happy wife, happy life.
Really? Mine told me, get her bling, you'll be king.
That man's a genius.
Your JCPenney associate will help you find something that sparkles as much as she does. Shop select fine jewelry up to 60% off. Plus, save an extra 40% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney rewards members get select diamond jewelry for just $25. JCPenney. Offers valid 12-5 to 12-11. Credit offers subject to credit approval. $25 diamond jewelry excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
Tis the season to get the job done right. At AutoZone, we've got great deals on awesome products to help you spread the cheer this year. Right now, save $30 when you buy a 180-piece Duralast Mechanics tool set. It's perfectly portable, so getting the job done on the go is a breeze. And Duralast tools are guaranteed for life, which means it really is the gift that keeps on giving. Celebrating the holidays with a job well done starts here. Visit AutoZone.com, and we'll help you get what you need. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm going to utter a sentence I can assure you has never been uttered before as it pertains to college football. Tonight belongs to Utah. Beat Oregon in the Pac-12 title game in Santa Clara, and they become the odds-on favorite to go to the college football playoff. They, one of the two newest members of the Pac-12, would make the downtrodden conference relevant again. No, not a team in Southern California, not a team in the Sun Valley of Arizona, not with the history of Washington or the Nike money of Oregon. None of them but Utah, a proud program locked away in a place that's culturally far different from any other of those towns, owns the entire college football stage this evening. No, it's not a foregone conclusion that they get in if they beat Oregon. They still need LSU to beat Georgia Saturday and then hope that the playoff selection committee keeps them ahead of the Big 12 champion on Sunday. But they're in the best position now to get that fourth spot, Utah. And it's about time their head coach, Kyle Whittingham, gets every ounce of the national credit he's deserved for too long, yet has not been getting. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck. It's two professional movers. Wow, I got two men in a truck for Christmas. Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own. This is the best Christmas ever.
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. William Shakespeare writes about the fool talking to King Lear and said the following. Have more than you show, speak less than you know, lend less than you owe, ride more than you walk, Don't believe everything you hear. Don't bet everything on one throw of the dice. Leave behind your booze and stay indoors, and you'll end up with more than 2/10 to a 20. Kent answered, "That makes no sense, fool. It's nothing." The fool replied, "In that case, it's like the words of an unpaid lawyer. You paid me nothing for it. Can't you make any use of nothing?" Most of the time, free advice is neglected, even though they may be pearls of wisdom. And this year's Live to Lead was jam-packed with pearls of wisdom and may have been the best Live to Lead ever. If you missed it, don't worry. Due to incredible feedback and demand, we're rebroadcasting the exact seminar in its entirety on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and again that same day at 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so buy your tickets today at HabibHabib.com.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you'll go in now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at DriveChampagne.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. DriveChampagne.com online off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Fly into the holiday season with all-inclusive Cardinals tickets. All-inclusive tickets start at just $54 and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the newly renovated Legends Club, the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, National Car Rental Club, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of family time, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your single game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
Illini fans, we're going bowling. Coach Lovie Smith and your football team are bowl bound for the first time since 2014. Get all your gear to show your support at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Whether you're looking for a great gift for the Illinois football fan in your life or just looking for a celebratory bowl t-shirt, Game Day Spirit is the store for you. Find us in Champaign or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. And go Illini!
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. We still have some Stevers left, right? Go Stevers. Trevor, is that right?
Yeah, just a few.
Okay. So if you go to GoStever.com, you want to do that right now, Derek?
Yeah, I said you wanted one. Go get it.
Well, can you guys talk while I go get it?
Sure. So there's a few Rosati Stevers left. You have 7 days to visit Rosati's if you can successfully claim the offer. And then you'll get a survey in your email a few days after that.
Am I the only guy that still types in www?
Probably.
Yes. I
hate being, his head with certainty. So.
I hate being old around you guys. Oh, no, I forgot my login on my password.
You don't have it saved? I mean, you could guess.
I'm guessing right now. Hold on.
There's still some up there.
Sign in. Did it? No. Login failed. Dang it. Sign in. Hold on. Login failed. Hans, this is your fault. Let me try one more time. Come on. Sign in. Yeah, it failed.
Luckily for the listeners, they just beat you to the Rosati.
They did.
Yeah. Go Stevers.
Yep, yep.
So that is the saving grace about that.
That was
very
a play,
intriguing
that was a
segment play, of radio.
Play of how a middle-aged man navigates his phone in a hurry.
I mean, there are way too many passwords.
They're
in
gone
the world.
Now, by the way. Okay. Yeah.
If you got one, that was your competition. So
was me. You just
it's like the old tortoise
just
and
beat
the hare
Hampton.
Story. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you just beat Hampton. Congratulations. All right, Hans D.
All right, Lante.
Are you ready for who you got?
I am.
Let's
are you?
Do a little. It is time.
That didn't use that one before.
Not exactly the song I was hoping that would like. It's time for who you got. Today's participants include Derek Piper, 6'8" out of Champaign Central.
6'8".
Centennial.
Centennial gave me a couple inches.
Also, right. Trevor Valise, he's 6'4", can shoot the rock out of Rockford Lutheran. The moderator today, he's a pilot. He's 5'4".
From
Quincy.
Don't do Hans like that. Come
Hans
on.
John D. Or is it John Hans D?
Lante coming in at.
Lon used to be 6'1". He's now 5'11 and a half.
Wearing all red. We think he's a blood.
You're getting out of hand now.
Okay, sorry.
All right, let's go. Who you got?
All right, college basketball. Number 10, Duke. At Virginia Tech. Tonight on the ACC Network.
I'm going to go quick. I'll go Duke.
Duke.
And I will not watch this game. That is a guarantee.
Vernon Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia Tech.
Oh.
Whoa.
Real fun fact.
The land of Lander's Nolly.
Oh, that's right. He's bracketing up something right now for this game.
I just want to say one fun fact. This is the only one I have. Duke has the largest and most diverse collection of lemurs in the world.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I actually changed my vote, but go ahead.
Okay, has Votek really not played since Maui? Ken Palm.
Kansas hasn't either. Kansas hasn't played in like 14 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, really. Look at Kansas. Their last game.
Maui was 14 days ago?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Their last game was November 26th, and then their next game is December 7th. So
holy cow.
Well, that's more like 12 days.
That is pretty big. All right. Hans?
Next up, Iowa at number 4, Michigan.
My login just failed again.
Oh, wait. Iowa and Michigan's on right now.
That's right. I'm going to go Michigan.
Who's winning?
I'm going to go Michigan here. At home, they bounce back. I'll take the Wolverines.
I was up 10-8 first media. I'm going Michigan.
Okay. How many does Duncan Robinson have? I know he's gone, right?
Yeah.
Probably as many as Aaron White does.
I always wondered. Aaron White is the white, I always used to say the white dude from Iowa, and Jeremy's like, are you talking about Aaron White? I'm like, that's it, Aaron White.
I'm going Iowa.
Really?
Yeah.
What, are you just all about upsets tonight?
He's fading whenever we pick.
Yeah, that's exactly
he knows
right.
that we're not very good at this.
Yeah. Ohio State.
No, I don't care.
Oh.
Next one.
Not that one?
I've got Buckeyes fatigue.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the Buckeyes.
I was going to pick Penn State, but okay.
Ooh.
Indiana at Wisconsin.
I used to hate Indiana.
Who'd
I still
got?
Do. I've got Wisconsin in one of those ugly 54-51 game. 54-51 Wisconsin.
Sounds about right. I'll ride with you, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Indiana.
We're going over to football now.
Okay.
Utah versus Oregon in the Pac-12 title game tonight. Who you got?
Oh, that's tonight.
For sure.
The spread is like 7. I think Utah wins this by more than 7.
I'm taking the under, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the under? Do you remember?
Like 47, I think.
Because I see in the Pac-12, it's usually like 80.
Two very good defenses.
They are good. I'm going to go Utah. I think Utah's for real, Derek. I know the one really tough game they had, they lost. So I don't know why I think that, but the eye test I like. So I'm going to go Utah.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg said that he has them as the fourth best team, and I'll agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's much smarter than me. I'll take Utah.
Pac-12 is too weak to get a team in, and the only way that happens is if Oregon wins. So I'm taking Oregon.
What? Say that again.
Well, if Utah wins, they might get a team in the college football playoff.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And it would make the job harder on the committee.
Okay.
So the committee's probably hoping for an Oregon win.
Yeah, I bet
so that
they
it's
are.
More clear cut. And I'm saying that the Pac-12 isn't good enough to deserve somebody in.
Okay.
So I'm picking Oregon.
Fair enough.
Interesting. Baylor versus Oklahoma. Baylor versus Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game.
Oklahoma's tomorrow. Like a 9-point favorite. Baylor's
Baylor
good.
Plus nine. So
I am
you.
Too. I am too. I'm taking Baylor.
Outright. Okay, I was saying
No, plus nine. I'm sorry. I'm taking Baylor to cover, Oklahoma to win.
Okay.
My fault. That was my fault.
I'm taking Oklahoma, and I'll pray that something weird happens so they find their way in. Okay. I want to see Jalen Hurts and that team.
That is true.
They haven't been great.
Do you think? You think the committee gives them a little bit of a bump because of Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they shouldn't, right?
They shouldn't. But if it comes down to Utah and Oklahoma,
right?
I mean, come on.
I know. Boy, I'd hate to have a team in there that never gets there, you know?
Well, I know. I mean, I'm on that side of it. I'm just saying for the committee.
I know.
It's like when Trey Young in Oklahoma made it as a 10 seed and it made no sense. I'm going Baylor.
Didn't they win, though?
No, they lost that game. They lost to Rhode Island in overtime, didn't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, next up, Georgia versus LSU in the SEC title game.
This is only a 7-point spread. LSU's only a 7-point favorite in this. I think they win this thing by 17. I'm going LSU to win and cover.
LSU to win and cover. Georgia's offense is not nearly as good.
No.
LSU's is special.
I'm with you all the way. If this line were at 14 or 15, I'd still side with LSU.
I would, too.
All right, Ohio State versus Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game.
No, I'm kidding. We got to do this one. The spread here was like 16.
16 and a half.
I don't know why we've kind of turned the over-under into, or who you got into
reviewing.
A Trev's ticket. I'm going to be the only one in this vicinity that says this, but Ohio State's going to win. But I think Wisconsin makes this a game.
I hope you're right.
I think they lose by like 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Not that we'll be back in Champaign to watch.
I'll take Ohio State 42-28. Is that right?
Okay.
Did that still cover?
Yep. Ohio State wins. Big.
Ohio State wins 42-10.
Okay. All right. Hey, when we come back, Illinois. It's a drive.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. You already know that Country Arbor's is the home of the best Fraser fir Christmas tree in town. And this Saturday, we're also home of Santa Claus. This Saturday is Country Arbor's Christmas open house. We'll have cookies, candy, music, and from 11 to 2:30, we'll have Santa Claus. Yes, Santa Claus will be taking pictures and listening to your holiday wishes. No long lines at Country Arbor's, and he loves dogs. So bring your kids, bring your pets, and get your trees, wreaths, and roping, and free pictures with Santa. If you can't make it Saturday, we're open 7 days a week until we're sold out. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank.
Introducing Prospect Bank's digital wallet, the safe, secure, and smart way to pay. Register your Prospect Bank debit card with Apple Pay, Google Pay, or Samsung Pay. Learn more by visiting bankprospect.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Prospect Bank.
Classic and rustic, contemporary, Hampton style, minimalist, or a combination of them all. We all have our own unique needs, particular styles, and favorite color patterns. Luther Falls understands that. They have an awesome creation suite on their website, lutherfalls.com, that allows you to pair different colors of cabinets, hardwood floors, and countertops. The staff at Luther Falls will take care of all of your needs and make sure the cabinets and pieces of flooring are perfectly set up. The quality of their products is second to none and service that can't be beat. Contact lutherfalls.com today.
Financing now available.
Start a local favorite tradition with the Crisis Nursery's Children's Holiday Shop December 7th through the 14th. We're in a new location at County Plaza in Urbana, 102 East Main Street across from the courthouse. Kids up to 12 years old shop with a volunteer for affordable, fun gifts. Like us on Facebook or check crisisnursery.net for info on times and celebrity volunteers, including Illinois and Parkland Athletics, and of course, Santa Claus himself. Have fun while shopping Crisis Nursery's mission to prevent child abuse and neglect. We look forward to seeing you at the Children's Holiday Shop December 7th through the 14th at County Plaza in Urbana.
36 countries, thousands of artisans, and countless stories. They all come together when you experience 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. This holiday season, discover skillfully handcrafted jewelry, home decor, and more. And your purchase will bring dignity to families, feed and educate their children, and allow them to live happier and healthier lives. Experience unique handmade wonders of the world at 10,000 Villages, your fair trade retailer for over 30 years. 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign. Shop local with global impact. Visit 10,000villages.com.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5.
He's coming out, no.
That was kind of a funny conversation we had there. All right, we got to go quick here. Hans, we don't need your help here, I don't think. We're going to go Illinois and Maryland. This game tips at 4 o'clock tomorrow, ESPN2. The Illini 6-2, Maryland 9-0. I will go first.
I'm seeing an 11-point spread.
Is that what it is?
Maryland
now,
by 11.
Before I knew that, I wrote down my score.
Okay.
So I've got Maryland covering. They're averaging 80 a game this year. I think they get over that. I'll say Maryland 84, Illinois 72. 12-point game.
Okay. I will go it's tough. Maryland 82, 83.
Don't you prices right me. You just prices right
it. Well, you said they average 80 a game.
Yeah, so that's true. I'm helping you out here. What if Illinois' defense comes to play? Never mind. Just
that's
go.
True. 82-68.
That was a good joke.
Mm-hmm.
82-68.
Maryland.
89-75.
Okay.
Maryland.
Hans?
74-71, Illinois.
Bam!
There it is.
That's what I was hoping for, Alec.
I did Maryland 86, Illinois 79 last night.
That's too close, isn't it?
No, because I don't think Illinois is able to stop them, but I think Illinois kind of comes out hot and scores a little bit.
Okay. All right. Thank you, boys. Now, real quick, the college football bowl selection show Sunday at noon. Where do you think Illinois is going to be, and who do you think they'll play? Or should we go, where do we want to be, and who do we want to play?
Just do where you want.
The wannabe is Red Box, right?
Yeah, the Red Box in Santa Clara. Yes. Which means Trevor would be out there.
Well, that's my wannabe because I would be there.
But I kind of want to be there, too. I want to see a game in warmth. Like, I don't want to see a pinstripe game where I'm seeing, like...
And you're facing an ACC team.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had my druthers, I'd do Red Box against Washington State.
Okay.
Or yes. Arizona State with Herm Edwards.
I'm holding out for Arizona State, but I think the win over Arizona is pushing them to a better bowl.
That's fair.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'll go Arizona State in the Red Box.
To be different, I'll say Washington.
Okay, but in the
no
Red
Chris
Box.
Peterson.
So red no box. No pinstripe. Not
no
from pinstripe. Us?
Nope. Mm.
Okay.
Unless you play Miami.
Ooh.
Right, Trevor?
Yeah, I'd be. Well, actually, I don't know. We would add one more torturous event to this decade. But
yes, Hans.
And I'm just going to take a wild guess here. Can I?
Yeah.
I would like to be down south, so Cali. Or Florida, but I'm going to go with Red Box.
Okay.
And since we seem to play every home game, home team in that area,
yeah,
I'll go Cal.
Okay. Look
what
at you.
Heck, what the heck?
Look at you.
Just pulling that out of thin air.
That is crazy. Hans, that's crazy. All right, boys. Good stuff today. We have nobody to thank because Trevor does not work during
you
the
got
week.
It. Just lazy as can be on a Friday.
Laziest person I've ever met. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it was a great show. Thanks to Trevor. Thanks to Alec. Thanks to Hans. Thanks to Derek.
We'll be live on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
At Pia Sports Bar and Grill because we will have a free bowl trip giveaway.
So you are going to want to come out Monday,
yep.
if you don't like us.
If you come out, enter your name in the drawing, you have a chance to win a free trip for two to wherever the bowl game is.
That's from Stevie J Broadcasting.
Yep, Pia's
I'm sorry,
Duncan.
Stevie J Travel, Pia's, and Duncan.
Because on Thursday, Jeremy and Austin will be at Duncan.
Sweet.
So there you go.
And then Wednesday, we're going to be a Game Day Spirit.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the giveaway.
Right.
But we'll be there prior to the Michigan game.
Okay. All right, Illinois, Maryland, we'll talk all about it on Monday. We'll also talk about where Illinois football is going. I can't wait to hear that and kind of get nitty-gritty on that team. Everybody have a great weekend, man. Be safe. It is The Drive. Oh, wow.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.